obviously we want to reach a stage where we can meditate any time. But for most people, the best time to meditate is in the morning for a number of reasons. Like, obviously the main thing is we hopefully have rested, so there's some energy in the mind, and we haven't yet fully embarked on the business of the day, so there are less distractions. There's like a little sweet spot where we have energy and a bit of space, and we can use that to get a better meditation than perhaps we could at other times. And at the beginning, what we want to make sure is we're making it as easy for us as possible. If that's not realistic in your circumstances, don't worry. You know, it'll still work and we'll still improve if we meditate whenever we can. But if you are able to, you may very well find that getting the meditation in early, and by early, I'm not saying like get up at 3 or 4. I mean, if you get up at 3 or 4, fantastic. Or if you want to get up at 3 or 4, fine. But, you know, get up at a reasonable time, whatever that means for you, but try fairly early in the day's routine to get the meditation going. Partly because, certainly at the beginning, when we're meditating, we're exerting energy, not a physical energy, but a mental energy. We are training our mind. We are using mental muscles. We'll talk a lot about that next week. And so we may find that later on in the day, having been busy, we don't have the energy we would require to really succeed in our meditation. So good to do it early. Later on, of course, our meditation will be the most restorative thing we do. We will get so much energy coming back from our meditation. But at the beginning, you know, we're training. It's, again, you know, like the analogy of running or whatever, exercise. When we first start exercising, later on, it's like that's what's rewarding us with an energy throughout the day. And same in meditation. But so we ideally pick, if you can, morning time. Where to meditate? Well, again, later on, we want to be able to meditate anywhere, anytime. And we will. We'll meditate anywhere, anytime, literally throughout the course of our day, not stopping, but every moment of our day will become meditation. But again, we're starting with the basic building blocks. So we're going to find a quiet place, quiet, clean place. You may want to designate a corner of your room, for example, as your meditation spot and try to keep it clean. We can create like a psychological protection around that space where we only go into that space to meditate. And when we're in that space, all we do is meditate. It's our meditation space. You know, some of you perhaps have been coming to the classes in the temple, and maybe you found it much easier to meditate in the temple than at home. And of course, you know, every step of your journey to this meditation center, to this meditation room or to the temple, has been preparing the mind. And there's a real protection around that place. It's as well as being, of course, a blessed place where a lot of people have meditated, and it has become sacred with that energy. Just on a psychological level, our mind is there to meditate. Whereas at home, we're obviously surrounded by all of the things that we haven't got done, and all of our distractions are available to us. And so it can be much harder to tune out and be disciplined in our meditation. So we can help ourselves by creating our own temple, like our own sacred space in our home. Just even, it's just a corner of a room. We keep it clean, keep it tidy. And even that can be a really helpful thing to start, when we don't just sort of get up and just drop ourselves down. We can maybe just, like as a Buddhist, we would have a shrine, and we'd maybe make some like offerings, some water bowls. We can talk about that later if you like. And just clean, just, you know, not, I'm not talking about a long spring clean, but just something that's sort of a transition into our meditation. It's also helpful to meditate at the same time every day, if that's possible for you. Don't worry if it's not. But that's, again, we can sort of attune the mind to a meditative state. If we find that if we meditate at the same time every day, it's just sort of naturally coming. What posture to meditate in? Well, a comfortable one, basically. And, you know, the Buddha did describe a perfect posture of meditation. You can look that up if you like. But basically, we try to sit comfortably. If you can sit cross-legged comfortably, fantastic. If you're going to sit on a cross-legged, you might want to have a cushion that's sort of angled to tilt the pelvis, helps the back stay straight without requiring much effort or strain. If we're sitting in a chair, it's helpful to have the feet planted on the ground, legs not crossed, just a sort of stable posture that we can maintain. And the most important feature is that our back is straight. This helps us to stay alert. If we find ourselves slouching, then soon after that, our mind is going to get heavier and more sluggish. And one of the biggest difficulties when we first start to meditate is the inclination to fall asleep. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, when I try to meditate, I always fall asleep. Why is that? Well, it's because we're tired. It's because we're operating at a level of mental exhaustion. If our body had to run around half as much as our mind does, we would just keel over and die. Like, we're constantly juggling so many different plans and responsibilities and worries and constantly thinking. It's exhausting. So we're tired. And as we start to relax, the mind thinks, get some sleep. So we can counteract that by having a straight back that helps us to stay alert, sit up straight. Have light. You know, a lot of people these days think that if they want to meditate, they should have nice dim lighting and get all nice and snuggly and maybe have some really gentle, lovely music and lovely, relaxing stuff. But it's a recipe for sleep, really, which is not meditation. Meditation isn't sleep, though it can serve the same function. It can restore our energy. Meditation isn't just a relaxation exercise, though it will be more relaxing than anything that's called a relaxation exercise when we become proficient at it. Meditation is a training of the mind. We are exercising our mind. We're becoming the master of our mind. So you might want light. You might want fresh air. It's better to be cooler than warmer. All of those things will help. How often, how long to meditate? Well, obviously, that's going to evolve as our meditation experience does. But at the beginning, try to put aside, if possible, 10, 15 minutes of meditation every day. If you can't manage that, 5 or 10. At least something. Try every day. And of course, if someday that's not possible, if we miss a day, it's not the end of the world. We don't think, that's it. I blew it. Give up on meditation. You know, it's like breakfast. Like, sometimes we miss breakfast. We don't think, that's it. It's done. Me and breakfast are over. Well, we had a good thing going for so many years and I missed breakfast now. So no, next morning we have breakfast again. Same with meditation. So we try, if possible, every day. But if it doesn't have to be very long, 10, 15 minutes, 5, 10 minutes, something. We'll find quite quickly that time becomes very comfortable, and quite quickly, actually, we will feel the reward. You know, it will come within a couple of weeks, I'd imagine, where we think, you know, this is actually one of the most important things in my day. Even there might be a stage where in the meditation, it doesn't feel like it's really doing much. But out of the meditation, it's definitely a better day when it started by sitting like that. And then soon after that, we'll have a really deep, a really lovely experience in the meditation itself.